Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my Monday Markets Commentary for Monday the 4th of November 2013. Well, welcome to this, the first frosty morning of the winter, and it's time to take a look at global markets and economies in October. Of course, the key event in October was the US government shutdown over debt ceilings and budgets. And one impact of this has been the on-off status of tapering, the reduction in quantitative easing in the US, which went from on to off, and now seems to be back on, well, possibly back on anyway. This obviously is leaving markets a little bit jittery at the moment. Global earnings reports for the third quarter have been very mixed, which is not surprising really. But interestingly, the all-important global purchasing managers indices for October show manufacturing generally picking up, albeit slowly. This is especially the case in Japan and the Far East. And in the UK, the PMI index now stands at 56, the highest amongst global economies. And that's really thanks to a sharp pickup in both domestic demand and export business. And it beats the US's slightly soft 52. Looking briefly at the regions, in US remains full of mixed sentiment and conflicting data about the direction of the markets, the economy, the housing market and the Fed's policy, not helped obviously by the two-week government shutdown. The lack of conclusive data and the impending new Fed chair, Janet Yellen, means the US is likely to remain quiet until the new year when the debt ceiling and budget debates start all over again. Across in Europe, once again a quiet month, except for a slightly startling 11% rise in the Italian stock market and a rather surprising fall in Eurozone inflation in October, largely due to a drop in energy prices. And markets in Europe are benefiting from growing expectations that this fall in inflation could push the European Central Bank into actually cutting interest rates. We'll see. Eurozone unemployment still remains at record highs of over 12%, although the rate in Germany remains static at around 7%. Moving across to Asia Pacific, we're seeing a strong uptick in manufacturing in China, Japan, Australia. But the region is still very vulnerable to Fed tapering, which could make the US dollar more attractive and lead to a repatriation of US dollars from Asia to the US. Japan remains committed to its massive bond repurchasing program to stimulate the economy and inflation. And the Indian stock market is surging at the moment, even though the Indian economy is vulnerable to Fed moves, slowing growth and rising inflation. Looking at some of the other indicators, currencies, euro has been quite strong recently, but started to fall off towards the end of the last month on expectations of a cut in eurozone interest rates. Generally, we're seeing a slight recovery in US dollar on tapering, in the US dollar on tapering expectations. And the other big one, of course, is oil, which has started to drop significantly on high inventories and expectations of very modest global growth for some time to come. So a quick look at the markets themselves in October. It was generally a very positive month, although Japan remained unchanged, but the Far East was up 4%, Europe was up 3%, the UK was up 3%, US was up 5%. Oil saw another big fall, down 7%, now stands at under $95 for West Texas Intermediate. Gold also fell a little again and now stands at $1,314. So what's the bottom line? Well, it continues to be a period of mixed messages, but expectations are that it will be moderately quiet in markets over the next couple of months, probably until January or February, when the whole US debt crisis debate will start all over again. Well, that's it for me. Have a very good week, and I'll return next week to talk about some financial planning issues. Take care.